Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Thank you for joining me on this Sunday for a special edition of the Daily Wrap-Up. I want to break in today to cover a story that I saw breaking last night that I'm not seeing very many cover. Plenty of the independent media, but no surprise, the mainstream media is being it's completely absent. And of course, it seems it's because it's not fitting the narrative for this kind of story that they like to progress. Of course, that showing that Assad and Syria are behind these attacks, even though we know for the most part those are completely false in the past. So the first story that we're starting with, something that I think is very important, and this will be a shorter show than usual, simply because there's only a few things that I want to cover, but I want to focus on these specifically. And this one, of course, coming from multiple places. However, the first place I did see it was from RT. Now, I know many people will, some, sadly, will immediately dismiss that. But it doesn't mean it's not true because it came from RT. Now, there's over 70 people, as I now know it, it's about 107, over 100 people, have been hospitalized in Syria's Aleppo after militants shell city with poison gas, coming from reports. Now, before we even get into the information, could this be fake story produced by Russia? Absolutely. Could this be a false flag carried out by Russia to blame the United States-backed militants, which it seems are behind this? Absolutely. But we need to take into account all of the information of the previous events that we know of. All of the many times that the United States or the West has carried out false flags, we now can prove, and blamed Syria with no evidence, fake information, backing from the white helmets, and lied to us. And we have almost every time Russia coming out with evidence that shows the contrary, presenting the evidence, showing it to The Hague, showing it to the United Nations, while the United States says, oh, well, we have plenty of evidence, but we can't show you for national security. So taking all that into account, it seems likely that this is what happened, but as always, take it with a grain of salt. And as well, before I move into the information, I wanted to make sure and show you that there are other locations, as well as South Front, showing this. I saw, actually did see it as well reported on Global Research. Here's the article on Zero Hedge. We know for sure at this point that there was indeed a gas attack. It's been widely reported in Aleppo using chlorine as it's being reported from the ground. Now you can ask yourself whether or not it was in fact the rebels, the moderate rebels, the US-backed militants, as it were, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, which it seems, which is a logical question. Could it be somebody else? Absolutely. But it did happen. We do know that there was an attack on the ground. Now, in the late hours of November 24th, U.S.-backed moderate rebels, as I understand it, launched several rockets containing chlorine gas at residential areas in the northern part of Aleppo City. This according to Syrian Arab News Agency. Now, we have to understand, we're talking about the very groups that the United States has been completely backing, protecting, and guarding in Idlib. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, al-Qaeda, al-Nusra. This group, the moderate rebels that the United States has been defending against Syria taking back its sovereign territory, are the groups we're seeing are responsible for carrying out this attack. Now, we're seeing 107 civilians, including at least 14 children, were intoxicated and hospitalized as a result of this chemical attack. The injured civilians were reportedly transported to the hospitals of Aleppo University and al-Razi. A few hours after the attack, local sources said that a group of experts had arrived in Aleppo to examine the attack site and the victims. This indicates that the Damascus government is planning to call for an international investigation into the incident, which we should all want. Now, Russia and Damascus governments warned earlier multiple times, we reported on it at the time, they've warned earlier this year that radical militants in northern Syria have received, in fact, chemical materials, including chlorine, from Western countries. We reported on this at the time. Now, 2 days ahead of the attack in Aleppo, a report by a Russian news outlet, Sputnik, warned that French militants had, in fact, armed several rockets with chemical warheads in southern Idlib. Now, we've been warning about this for a very long time. Now, whether this is, in fact, the event we've been expecting, the prepped false flag, and Russia and Syria just got ahead of this before the U.S. media could promote it as the false flag that we have been expecting, or it's simply just these militants acting out with the backing of the West, as they clearly have. Either way, this is a very, very big deal. Now, in its first response to the chemical attack, the SSA shelled several positions of the militants in the western Aleppo countryside and the southeastern Idlib countryside. Now, a much more serious response, they're claiming, is expected to be following. Now, in relation to this story, which I found to be very interesting, coming from South Front, after using chemical weapons, moderate rebels, in quotes, attack power plant in northern Hama. Now, this is relevant because of what it is. Now, the Al-Zahra power plant is one of the key civilian infrastructure objects in central Syria. So there's really no reason that the people of Syria would attack this. It's as we see in many other locations with Western-backed rebels attacking civilian infrastructure for a very clear reason. Now, the plant provides both government and opposition-held areas in the region with electricity. The attack on the Al-Zahra power plant comes only hours after the chemical attack on Aleppo, which we know left more than 100 people, including children, in the hospital. Now, both attacks show that the remaining militants are only getting more aggressive. These are the militants, if we are to believe the information we're hearing, that are backed by the West, which is likely why you're not hearing anything about this on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC. Of course, they only like the chemical attacks on civilians that they can blame on their enemies. Of course, because it's their enemies, I mean the mainstream media, because they're propaganda arm of the very government that are making these things happen. Now, in an also related story, also coming from South Front, which I did feel, it may not play a factor, but I found it to be very relevant, entitled U.S. Carrier Strike Group Started Drills in Mediterranean Just Hours Amid Chemical Attack on Syria's Aleppo. Now, it seems incredibly relevant to me that this was happening generally in the same time frame, that these drills were being carried out. It's almost comical that we're talking about drills being carried out just before a false flag. It's like this classic recipe the U.S. just cannot get away from. But it doesn't necessarily relate because we're talking about drills in the water, but it's still very, very relevant as I see it. Now, the drills of the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier and its whole strike group were taking place in the Mediterranean Sea while these militants were carrying out another chemical attack in northwestern Syria, attacking Aleppo with chemical weapons. Now, whether or not it plays a factor, I definitely thought it was relevant to include because of the time frame, because of the drills, because of all of the connections and what we've been expecting. So all of this said, it seems shockingly apparent that the very people that are occupying Syria at the behest of the Western powers are the ones that just carried out a chemical attack on civilians. It's exactly what they claim that Assad is guilty for, and what we've been preparing for, the evidence that they've had chlorine weapons given to them, that they've been prepping for it. Now, how the U.S. and the West responds to this, and whether or not they try to hang this on Assad, will be very, very telling in the days to come, in the hours to come. Well, they're going to have to respond to this. This is getting international attention. So it'll be very, very telling how the U.S. responds to this. But it seems very clear to me that this is exactly what we've been expecting. And there's evidence, including from Carla, I think it's Del Ponte from the United Nations, who said in the past that the rebels verifiably had chemical weapons, despite the U.S. trying to ignore that fact. So if they just dismiss this without any investigation and just try to hang it on Syria, that will be very, very telling, because this has happened before, despite what the U.S. tells you. This has happened before. Rebels have, in fact, used chemical weapons, including sarin, mind you, on civilians in Syria. So it would seem very likely, with all the information we have, that this is exactly what happened. And they cannot shy away from the fact that the United States government and the West in general have directly supported, backed, armed, and defended the very people that just carried out this attack on civilians. So let's see how you choose to cover this, mainstream media, because it will be very, very interesting. Now, in a related information that I wanted to include in this today's show, that it's just is shocking when you realize what we're talking about today with all of this stuff happening, with the fact that the United States is directly involved with creating the very terrorist groups that they pretend to be fighting around the world. And that's not even a theory anymore. We have many, many, many aspects of information that we can reference to show very clearly the United States is, in fact, directly involved with arming, protecting, and defending and supporting many of these terrorist groups. I shouldn't put that in quotes, the rebels, the terrorists that they are, And it has to, that has to relate to us in the larger story. Now, this coming from 21st Century Wire, entitled Report: After 17 years, the war on terror, the war of terror, quadrupled the number of terrorists worldwide. Thank you, Jeremy Chase, for the super chat. It says, have you seen Madam Secretary special BS? You can't even make this up. I have not, but I will look into it. But this, the idea, but thank you for your support, Jeremy, that this massive, massive war effort around the world, led by the United States, started by the false flag of 9/11, the false accusation of Al-Qaeda, the U.S.-backed CIA asset of Osama bin Laden, to invade Afghanistan, initiate Article, I think it's 8 for NATO, to create the war on terror with NATO as the U.S. puppet, it would seem, or depending on who you think is controlling this. Carrying out this massive war agenda across the world under the guise of fighting the people that they arguably created, and in fact, not surprisingly, it quadrupled the number of the very people they pretend to be fighting. And guess who paid for that? You did, if you live in America, and maybe for other places as well, with $6 trillion of taxpayer money. Now, the new report reveals that many astute readers have, what we have known, many of us that are talking about this, have known for a very long time, that Washington's war of terror has in fact had the reverse effect. The number of global jihadists has actually quadrupled since this canard was launched under the Bush administration in 2001. After 17 years of throwaway multi-billion dollar security initiatives, internationally and domestically, the war of terror can now be realized as the obvious failure that it is. That is, if we are to assume that this was not the desired outcome, which is what I kind of think, that this was the plan to bloat the military-industrial complex, to create the people they can use as the justification to carry out these acts. But that's such a horrible thing to realize, thinking about how many people have died as a result. Well, the terrorists are stronger than ever. As it seems, a colossal transfer of wealth has also taken place from Western taxpayers into the pockets of the security and military-industrial complex. And it's taken place during this entire time frame. Not to mention the obvious indication that many of these very terrorists they pretend to be fighting have, as I pointed out, been funded, armed, and protected by the United States. But to realize how much money has changed hands during this fake fight against the people they created is quite staggering. Now, during the presidencies of George Bush and Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump, these transfers of wealth from average Americans to the military-industrial complex and powerful plutocrats are continuing today in markets like Iraq, Afghanistan, and with new profits coming from places like Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Africa. And as the article rightly points out, despite Washington's extremely costly worldwide war of terror, nearly four times as many Islamic militants are operating around the world today as of the time after September 11, 2001. This according to the new study. As many as 230,000, which is a crazy number in regard to what we're talking about. As many as 230,000 jihadists are spread across 70 countries, according to the report, with the largest concentrations of terrorists located in Syria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Afghanistan being the very place the U.S. has been occupying for over 17 years, and they currently have one of the largest concentrations of the very group they pretend to be fighting. As I've always said, either that's intentional, or they're really, really bad at what they're trying to accomplish. So either way, why would we allow them to continue to carry out this catastrophic war, it was seemingly against the civilian population of the world? This is according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Now, the shocking reported spike in the number of jihadists worldwide raises very serious questions about this, the effectiveness of what they're trying to accomplish. The global war of terror after 9/11. And again, we have to ask ourselves the real question of whether or not this was the plan all along. Now, U.S. taxpayers, to get to the real point that really cuts to the heart of the average person, the U.S. taxpayers have already forked over a staggering $5.9 trillion
to fund the massive and increasingly secretive war that has in fact given us the exact opposite effect that we were told was the point. But the noble pursuit of eradicating terrorism has apparently had the opposite effect. It's quite amazing to see that this is what we were sold. And we're seeing quadrupled amount. I mean, how can they possibly defend this? Now, ironically, the think tank that we're talking about has called for the U.S. to actually double down, arguing that withdrawing forces from Africa and the Middle East would only embolden the terrorist groups. You mean embolden them like the War of Terror has done? By quadrupling their numbers? Seems like not having this war might have done the opposite. It's just amazing to think this is what we were just talking about in regard to the other government funding, that it fails. And so they say, we need more money. We need to do more of the same thing that's been failing. That's literally the definition of insanity. And now, even with this widely acknowledged information and the spending of $6 trillion of American taxpayer dollars only to quadruple the very thing that money was meant to eradicate, for the last article of the day coming from the strategicculture.com, entitled Congressionally Mandated New Report Urges Massive U.S. Military Increases. What a shock. I'm so surprised. We need more money, more military spending, and less on everything else because we need to fight the terrorists that we just strengthened over the last 17 years. We have to see what's going on here. We have to recognize as we continue to our taxpayer dollars gush and flow into this bloated budget that is not, it's either intentionally doing the opposite of what it's telling us or is failing at that objective catastrophically. But yet we need more money. It's when you really know what you're looking at, it is absolutely unbelievable. Now, the Commission on National Defense Strategy for the U.S. has just released to Congress its report, quote, providing for the common defense, and it opens, quote, in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2017, Congress charged this commission with providing an independent, nonpartisan review, I'm sure, of the 2018 National Defense Strategy. Mind you, we're talking about the $716 billion we just put into this. And the issues of the U.S. defense strategy and policy more broadly, they claim. Now, the report's co-chairs, Eric S. Edelman and Gary Roughead, say in their accompanying letters to Congress that, quote, the United States will soon face a national security emergency. But, of course, it doesn't really describe what that emergency is. Just saying, fear, there's things coming. Right? This is just this absurd nature. But just worry, Russia, money, this is what they do. We need to be fearful because things, bad things are coming. Really, they don't even explain what this emergency is, but uses it to argue that defense spending needs to soar. And all other spending, mind you, by the government, especially for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other entitlements, need to actually shrink. And or the recipients of the beneficiaries of those programs need to pay more. So mind you, they're saying that you need to pay more. Not only are we going to spend more money on a failing project that's doing the opposite of what they're claiming, but you need to pay more for it. It's unbelievable. And of course, our taxes need to increase so that this emergency can be dealt with. They say that the weapon manufacturers and soldiers need more money. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, all these people sending bombs overseas to kill civilians, they need more money. And these soldiers that they just cast aside when they're done with apparently need more money. When they say the soldiers, they mean the military. Not the soldiers, not the people, but the military. And that this military requirement is, again, an emergency. But other federal spending is not. So all the other things we're talking about, federal spending for any other things that we think the people need, you know, America first, that's not important. And what's really important is this emergency that we need to spend more money on and you need to spend more for. Just, it's absolutely staggering. While U.S.-backed militants that they've quadrupled currently just carried out a chemical chlorine gas attack on civilians in Syria. Like, really let this settle in and realize the direction that we're heading and the BS that they continue to sell. But sadly, people continue to fall for it. Hopefully this information The simple idea that we spent $6 trillion and they're asking for more. We've quadrupled the amount of terrorists, supposedly, that they're fighting. This needs to resonate with people. And we need to realize where our taxpayer dollars are really going. To not only do this, but also to murder civilians in other countries and back the worst people of the world today. This is not the America that I believe in. This is not the American people that I believe in. And that needs to change. And hopefully this information can spread. So please spread this around. Share the information. We'll be waiting eagerly to see what Trump and the mainstream media has to say, which I'm pretty sure I could give you I could probably tell you word for word what they're going to say, but we'll wait and see. So please stay tuned. We'll be having, you know, we may break in later today if something happens. Otherwise, we'll be seeing you tomorrow for sure. I have a great interview with the creators of Holochain, which is a decentralized internet that I'm going to be recording tomorrow. Might not be posted tomorrow, but stay tuned for that as well. Make sure you check out truthclothing.io if you want to support this channel, buy a t-shirt or sticker, as well as check us out on Patreon.com/LastAmericanVagabond to support this channel, or simply just share the video and get the information out there. I love you all. Stay tuned. And as always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.